has we come to this practice of eye rest, yoga nidra. State your intention. What is it that's brought you here tonight? What's brought you to these sessions, to this practice? The intention may simply be to remain awake, alert, and aware. But know that if sleep does arise, the benefits of the practice are still there. So yoga nidra is a practice of paying attention. Come to your heartfelt desire, that longing, that heartfelt longing for yourself or another. What is it that you're deeply aching for? Let it express itself as a fact, as something that's here and now. Express it as this fact and feel it with the whole body so it becomes an embodied experience. It's a wholehearted expression of this moment. And then set it aside and we'll come back to it at the end of the practice. And recall your inner resource. We were building on that last week. This safe place. This place where you feel secure, loved, nurtured, and at ease. It may be a place that you've always dreamed of or imagined. It may be a place that you've been before. Let that inner resource fill out with sounds, with sights. What objects or persons or animals are there with you, if any? What smells are present? Make this too an embodied experience. This is a place where we can draw strength and solace from. So feel it with the whole body. And at any time in the practice or as you go about your daily living, and you feel overwhelmed with whatever is present, you may just want to sink back into this inner resource. Feel this safety, security, and then you may be able to step back into life as it unfolds and be in a better place to deal with it. So keep coming back to this inner resource as you need it. This is a tool to help us feel relaxed and in control of our experience, particularly now in this eye rest yoga nidra. So feel the whole body. Feel the whole body sinking into the support that you've built for it. Feel the weight of the body, this heaviness of the body. Be aware of the space around the body, feeling the space in the room, outside the room. And let the doors of the senses be wide open. The mouth, the ears, the sense of hearing. Maybe noticing the tapping that's coming from above, the chopping. Notice the sounds in the room as well as those outside the room. The hum of the air conditioner. Notice the smells, the movement of breath in each nostril. Be aware of the sense of sight, the eyes. Be aware of the sense of touch on the skin. The senses wide open. And come to the mouth. Be aware of the sensations inside the mouth, the tongue, the roof of the tongue, the floor of the mouth. Let the mouth be filled with sensation. So the mouth feels nothing but sensation. And feel your way from the back of the mouth into the ear canals, into the inner ears, the outer ears, being aware of the creases, the folds, the crevices of the ears. As the ears come fully into sensation, have this sense of them glowing, almost radiating heat. And become aware of the nose, the sensations produced in the nostril by the breath. Be aware of the eyes, the bony structure surrounding the eyes, the eyelids, upper and lower, the eyeballs themselves. Let the eyeballs sink gently back into the skull. Feel them drifting downward. Let them drift even further downward towards the heart center, as if they're sinking, drifting through a heavy, viscous liquid, coming to rest at the heart center. The body coming into this sense of seeing with the whole body. Keeping the eyes softened and sinking. Feel the cheeks, the hollowness in each cheek. Be aware of the forehead, the eyebrow center. Be aware of the back of the skull, the crown of the skull, the right temple, the left temple. Feel the whole skull and the scalp covering the skull. Let the scalp and skull be tingly, alive with sensation. This sense of glistening or glowing, a radiance from the skull, the scalp, the whole head, the face. Feel the whole head simultaneously, face, skull, and scalp together. And become aware of the movement of the breath in the inner throat, feeling the coolness of the incoming breath, and feeling your way from the inner throat into the back of the neck. Becoming aware of the back of the neck, the sides of the neck, left and right, the front of the neck or the throat area. Be aware of the whole inner throat and the whole outer throat and neck. And feel your way from the sides of the neck down to the outer edge of each shoulder. Bring your awareness to the whole right arm, from shoulder to fingertips. Be aware of the palm of the right hand, the right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, baby finger. Be aware of the back of the right hand, the whole right hand, the right wrist crease, elbow crease, armpit. Feel the whole right arm. And bring your awareness to the left arm, feeling the whole left arm from shoulder to fingertip, the palm of the left hand, the left thumb, index finger, the left middle finger, ring finger, baby finger, the back of the left hand, the whole left hand, the left wrist crease, elbow crease, armpit. Feel the whole left arm. Feel both right and left arm together. Both arms filled with sensation. And become aware of the torso, the front of the chest, front ribs and breastbone, and the back of the chest, back ribs and shoulder blades. Be aware of the front of the pelvis, the hip crest, the pubic bone, and the back of the pelvis, the tailbone, sacrum, the right and left butt cheek. Feel the whole pelvis, front and back, the whole torso, front and back. And feel the whole torso and pelvis simultaneously as a field of sensation. The whole torso and pelvis together. And be aware of the legs, both right and left leg, from the hip joints deep in the pelvis to the sole of both feet. Be aware of the thighs, the knee joints, the lower legs, the ankle joints. Be aware of the instep of the right foot, the instep of the left foot. Be aware of all 10 toes, the back of each knee, each hip crease at the top of the thigh. Feel both legs filled with sensation, this glowing, radiant sensation. Be aware of the whole body from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Welcome the whole body sensation that is present in your awareness. And then feel back, step back, and dissolve into being spacious awareness in which everything is changing, in which all these sensations are unfolding. Bring your awareness to the breath, feeling the movement of the breath in the nostrils. And counting backwards from 5 to 1, adding the words if it's helpful. Breathing in 5, breathing out 5, breathing in 4, breathing out 4, or simply filling and emptying, or simply watching and feeling the rise and fall of the belly. Sense now all that is present in awareness, these body sensations, this breath. And dissolve into being spacious awareness in which all changing perceptions are unfolding. And then welcome any feelings that might be arising. Just notice what is arising. Maybe a sense of heaviness in the body. And if you have a feeling that's arising, I invite you to stay with that feeling. Otherwise, come to this sense of heaviness, the body feeling like steel, sinking. Fully embody that feeling of heaviness. And then can you find its opposite, a sense of lightness, like floating, like cotton? And then go back to the initial feeling of heaviness. And in your own time, your own rhythm, go back and forth from this first feeling of heaviness to the feeling of lightness. Back and forth. Or whatever feeling has arisen for you. And then feel the two together. Can you feel this sense of heaviness and this sense of lightness simultaneously? And notice the impact that has on the body-mind. And can you find a place of warmth in the body? As if you were sitting close to a fire, a warm fire, or under the tropical sun. Locate a feeling of warmth in the body. And can you find its opposite, this sense of coolness, like a minus 30 winter day, or like standing in front of an open freezer door? Locate this coolness in the body. Maybe the whole body, it may be a specific area of the body. Then go back and feel that warmth. In your own time, at your own command, go back and forth from one to its opposite, warmth to cool or cold, cold to warmth. Locating it, feeling it in the body. Don't go into thinking, simply feel. And then at some point, feel the two simultaneously. Feel them together and notice the impact on your body-mind. And can you welcome a spontaneous emotion that may be arising? Maybe an emotion that you felt earlier in the day or earlier in the week. Or perhaps you've been practicing this and an emotion has come to you that you'd like to recall and work on now. If that's the case, if something comes, then stay with what's arising for you. And if not, I invite you to feel a sense of calmness. Recall a time of calm and locate that feeling of calm in the body. And then can you locate its opposite, a feeling of nervousness? Locate that in the body, feel it. And then go back to the initial feeling or emotion of calmness. Back and forth, calm, to nervousness, nervousness to calm. Then hold them together, feel them simultaneously, and notice the impact on the body-mind. And if another emotion is arising spontaneously, can you be with that? Or perhaps follow me and find a feeling of satisfaction in the body, this satisfied emotion. Locate it and feel it in the body. You may find it helpful to recall a time when you felt totally satisfied with something that you may have accomplished or done. And then find its opposite, perhaps an emotion of frustration or being frustrated. Something that you've been trying to accomplish and just haven't been able to get to the bottom of it. Feeling this frustration. Locate frustration in the body. Back and forth, satisfied, frustrated. And then hold the two together. Feel both simultaneously. And notice that impact on the body-mind. Sense how all these feelings and emotions are in your awareness. Dissolve into being spacious awareness in which all changing perceptions are unfolding. Step back and see how these changing perceptions are unfolding. And now I invite you to follow along as I name some images. As you hear each one, maintain a felt sense of witnessing as if you're the observer, neither judging or repressing the image. Don't go into analyzing it. Just welcoming it just as it is. Simply notice what's arising. A burning candle. An endless desert. A waterfall, a rose-colored sunset, a raging river, snow-capped mountains, sunrise on a calm ocean, a crescent moon. Now recall a time when you felt loved or felt deep love for another, a child, a pet, a friend or spouse. As you feel that deep love, that sense of love, experience an inner smile radiating from the heart center. And feel that inner smile expanding through the whole body. The whole body smiling, arms, legs, torso, head, heart. Be totally absorbed in this feeling of joy or bliss in the body. Feel it totally in the whole body. Then dissolve into being awareness, open and spacious. Give up thinking and become awareness itself. Is there a center to this awareness? Is there a border, a periphery, or an edge, a boundary? Sensing your way, being pure awareness in which all perceptions are unfolding and passing away, without center, without edges, formless, undeniable presence, pure being. Awareness, awake and aware of itself, and everything just as it is. Being pure awareness, reflect back on the journey you've just taken, sensing the different perceptions, the feelings, the emotions, the images, joy, pure awareness. And welcome back your heartfelt desire. Let that heartfelt desire bubble up and express itself. Maybe the same as when you began the practice, it may have changed. As it expresses itself, feel it as a fact, as something so obvious it really doesn't need to be expressed. See it, feel it, hear it with the whole body. Repeat it a second time. Maybe come back to your intention. What brings you here into this practice, into this class? Maybe sensing or affirming your original intention, or maybe setting an intention for a future or another practice later this week or in class next week. And sense your body, the room around you, and imagine going about your waking, alert life, all the while awake and aware as pure awareness, into which all of life is unfolding. Pure awareness, awake and aware, while sensing your body and the world around you. Take a moment and affirm that in every moment your body and mind always knows the perfect response to each situation in life, feeling yourself as unchanging awareness in which all of life is unfolding. Affirming how your body always knows the perfect response to each and every situation. Now, taking your time, become aware of the senses as this practice of Yoga Nidra comes to a close. Be aware of the mouth, the ears, the nose, the eyes, the sense of touch. Transitioning back into waking life, your body fully awakening into its natural state of eyes open, alert, wakefulness, reorienting to the surroundings, to where you are here and now. Slowly making your way onto your side into a comfortable seated position. Awake, alert, aware. This ends this practice of eye rest, yoga nidra.